content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior. Sun Warrior is a premium, all-natural, raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan, plant-based protein powders and supplements. Go to sunwarrior.com to learn more about all of their products and use the code OLR for 20% off your order. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Enviromedica, makers of Terra Flora, a novel broad-spectrum symbiotic formulated with a combination of spore-form probiotics and advanced food-based ancient prebiotics. Wild Foods, small batch superfoods from around the world. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Wild Foods was founded out of an obsession with finding the best ingredients in the world to support health and longevity. Paleo Magazine, the well-being journal and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off all their products and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. Everyone, thank you. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette. We are live from Dallas, Texas on iHeartMedia. I've got Ronaldo Davis in the control room, and yes, it's just he and I doing the show today.
Yep.
So I've never done this before like this. So
it is kind of weird.
It is weird. And so you have to learn to navigate through these times, you know. Mm-hmm. And Ronaldo and I talked about this right before we went live. We felt that this was a good time to let you all know that if you feel inclined, let's, help each other. Feel good. If you feel like you want to express how you feel, call us at 214-787-1190 throughout the show. That's 214-787-1190. And give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. We'd love to hear from you. If you just want to ask a question to one of our experts today, you can do that as well. It's an open mic, maybe now and forever. I don't know. This is a good time for this because so many people have so much. Many fears and so many thoughts and so many good things are happening as well. For example, and I didn't share this with you, Ronaldo, we kind of ran out of time. We had a lot going on here this morning, but Anheuser-Busch is giving 3 months of beer to people that adopt or foster a dog during the coronavirus pandemic. Did you hear about that?
No.
You didn't?
No, I didn't.
Isn't that crazy? Okay, so it says, as more and more people are practicing social distancing due to the coronavirus pandemic, animal shelters and rescue centers have had to close their doors to visit. Fortunately, some companies like Anheuser-Busch, incredible kudos to them, by the way, are taking steps to ensure that needy dogs don't get forgotten about during the outbreak. So, yeah, they're giving 3 months of beer to people that adopt or foster a dog during the coronavirus pandemic.
That's cool.
So all you guys out there or ladies that love your beer, you got a tear in your beer. this is amazing. You know,
it really is.
There's so many great things happening out there. Do you have any stories that you've read over the weekend that you want to share?
No, I kind of try to stay away from it.
Me too.
There are some good stuff out there, but I kind of try to stay away from the mixture of it with the negative and stuff, too. So I just try to stay within myself and just be positive and happy within myself.
Me too. I have not turned my television on through all this, as I've said multiple times, that I've got friends that are keeping me updated so that I don't get eaten alive by the news, because it can be very difficult. And
yes,
I would recommend that everybody really, take a couple of days break from it in order to give yourself some peace so the anxiety doesn't get overwhelming. And I have a very dear friend who's calling in. She's been on the show many times before. It is Jamie Lee Frazier. And let me read her bio and then introduce her. After surviving a bombing attack in 2002 and before self-help and biohacking became mainstream, she discovered the power of vulnerability, positive psychology, and the impact it had on human performance. Jamie Lee is a two-time award-winning business and growth expert, a speaker and media contributor who has created a suite of multiple
multi-million dollar businesses, co-founding and powering with or partnering with companies in wealth management, media, and tech startups. Today, she is also helps with personal brands, authors, and industry experts to build their platforms and to get noticed, widely sell, and scale and profit. She's a mom of two with a mastery in neuro-linguistic programming and emotional matrix therapy with a mission to help 100,000 people impacted by a traumatic event in their life to shift their post-stress and to go into growth through entrepreneurship. And speaking of that, Jamie, how are you doing today?
Hello, beautiful lady. How are you?
Well, you know, things are changing quickly. I'm doing well in spite of all of it. And, you know, I have to ask you this. One of my first questions is, since you're such an expert in entrepreneurship, in USA Today, a copy that I picked up over the weekend, it said small businesses forced to adapt. And that from bookstore shopkeepers to cafe owners to disc jockeys, entrepreneurs across America have been among the hardest hit by the coronavirus epidemic. So what do you say to all of them out there listening, Jamie?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it is hard times. There's no doubt about that. I think it's looking at definitely new opportunities that are available to a lot of businesses. I know a lot of like studios, music studios, teachers are really pushed very quickly to e-learning, as you've seen it in the school system. I just think that there are ways that people have to get smarter about marketing and innovating in their business. And if they don't have that skill set, or, you know, they're experts in what they do. So sometimes, you know, being able to adapt and shift quickly is just not as easy, especially in this environment. But definitely with all the stimulus packages in play, that they can, you know, take advantage of that and keep people employed at the same time.
I like that. So what are you doing personally?
Me personally, I'm looking at new ways as well online to engage. I don't think this is a time of sitting too still. I think it's a time to regroup for a lot of people thinking on the next strategy in play, but I'm just looking at how I can really support people through the work that I'm doing. And definitely I see big opportunity at this time for myself. So just really diving into that and getting out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, so what are some of the reasons people struggle so much emotionally, and how do we best navigate through this, this tremendous anxiety that so many are feeling, including myself, I might add.
Right. I mean, look, I think it's important to recognize what's going on. And as you said, Fern, I think, you know, it is adapting, but it's okay to feel the things that are coming up, because it is, you know, it's scary. This stuff is real that's happening. I think for business owners, I mean, me being a single mom as well, now homeschooling, in addition to that, there's a lot of different layers that are put on us already, pressure that we already have in terms of, you know, driving income, making sure your kids are safe, you know, trying to keep them sane, I should say. And I think at a time like this, this is important to keep the routines that we do have and include it in part of the family routine. So those that like, you know, to meditate, getting fresh air. If people are too afraid to go outside, you know, open your windows, let fresh air in, let sunlight in, just different ways to keep coping, you know, that they best know how. But I think it's really diving within that's really important to keep that at bay as much as possible.
What do you say to the tender entrepreneur out there that just started up?
Keep going. Keep going. Keep fighting. And spend time around people who are there, who are keeping making things happening. I think that's really important, the connection piece. Mm-hmm. While it's online, don't give up. This is a prime opportunity. And I think, you know, when it's times of hardship, if we keep fighting through, we will look back and realize, I'm so glad that I didn't give up.
Let me ask you this. Are you meditating?
Yes.
You are.
And cold showers.
Yeah.
Anything to light myself up. Absolutely. I mean, hiking as well, getting out and about and hiking, you know, playing ball games outside with the kids. I think that's really, really important.
Mm-hmm. I'm making homemade dog cookies this afternoon with my daughter, and then we're going to go take a walk, a good hour-long walk out in nature. There's a couple little parks in Dallas that come to mind. Mm-hmm. And things like that really can help you so much to navigate through all this anxiety, right?
Massive, massive. I think nature is just amazing, just to ground in all the things, breathe in the air, you know, take in the sunlight, whether, you know, it's just, it makes such a difference to our well-being.
Yeah. Well, what's going on in Colorado Springs? That's where you are right now. What's happening in that part of the country?
I think we're pretty similar to everyone else in terms of most things are locked down, and it is, you know, to stay home. But I feel that the community too, like people are very supportive, you know, a lot of people helping the elderly or those that are not as, you know, I guess somewhat disadvantaged in terms of this climate. So I'm seeing a lot of camaraderie, which is beautiful. Us girls, you know, we part of a wine book club. So we've actually still been getting online, jumping online and making sure we're connecting and doing it virtually now, which is kind of cool because we can't get out and about as we're used to doing that.
Right.
But yeah, it's, I think, you know, most of the country is where it's at, but definitely seeing still people getting outdoors and exercising and, you know, bringing family into that. So that's nice to see.
Yeah, it is. And I can't thank you enough for stepping up to the plate this morning and helping me launch the show on this beautiful Monday here in Dallas, Texas. We're live with Jamie Lee. Jamie, I did not write down your social media. Where can people find you on social media?
At I am Jamie Lee, JAIMELEE. That's Instagram, and you will find all other connections there, and probably your beautiful face too somewhere there too.
It's so weird because you just happened to text me late last night when I was really scrambling because we got a lot of things going on here at iHeartMedia and on One Life Radio, and it was like someone sent you from heaven, literally, you know, because I was like, who should I reach out to? Who's got, you know, a lot of enthusiasm and positive vibes right now that can really help our listeners to navigate through this? And then up on my phone popped Jamie. So I feel like it was in the cards somehow that the universe brought us together last night. So
yes. Well, thank you. You were on my mind. I was like, oh, go check and see how Glenn's doing. And then, yeah. So I appreciate it. And I think the work you're doing is magic and it supports so many people and their pets. And yeah, the work that you're doing, I'm grateful to be a part of it.
Well, and I will talk to you soon. I want to have to ask you one more question, though, because I feel that there's some teachings that we can learn from these situations that we're in right now. Do any come to mind to you?
Yeah, I think the biggest one is reaching out to people. I think I randomly reach out to people. I mean, as you can see, Fern, you know, I know that we're friends with them, but it is actually just sending a text and seeing how someone is doing. It's amazing how quickly that can build other opportunities. I think that's a big one, especially as a business owner as well. But just for anyone in play, I think reaching out is huge. And keeping up routines. I'm a person who's very fluid with routine in some regard, like schedule, but I still have a routine and keeping that. And bringing the family in, because especially if you've got kids at home or you're all at home stuck together, I think, you know, doing that, having those conversations and just keeping things open is really, really important at this time.
I agree. And, you know, I asked you about meditation. I'm going to finish with this and then we'll talk soon. But it's from one of my favorite books. It's called When Things Fall Apart, Heart Advice for Difficult Times by Pema Chodron. One of my dear friends, Brittany Boyer, told me about this book many, many years ago. But it's just a short little read that meditation is an invitation to notice when we reach our limit, to not get carried away by hope and fear. Through meditation, we're able to see clearly what's going on with our thoughts and emotions, and we can also let them go. I think that's great advice, don't you?
Beautiful. I do very much.
Yeah. Well, you take care. I'll talk to you later on. And thank you so much, Jamie, for helping me kick off the show this morning. And we will talk to you soon.
Have a great day. Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, Jamie. You too. Take care, sister. And you know what? We've got a great show coming up as well. Special guest Mo Brossette and Mike McFarland talking about making the most of sheltering in place and creating a lasting change. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Into these last few beers, I have shed a million tears.
By my side. But then I spent so many nights.
Oh my gosh. I love this song. It feels so good to laugh, you guys. And thank you so much for listening. We are live in Dallas, Texas. And hello to everybody in California on KMET. I hope everyone is well. We're here to help you get through this. I'm very passionate about what I do here on One Life Radio. And I love the man that is coming up. It is Dr. Mike McFarland. He is a licensed psychologist in the state of Texas with a private practice here in Dallas. Dr. Mike provides individual therapy to adolescents through adulthood. He specializes in the treatment of anxiety disorders, obsessive compulsive spectrum disorders, that's OCD. I think I'm that too, a little bit. I've said that many times. I'm pretty sure I'm a little OCD, but okay. But and male body image and eating disorders, you can find him at his website, McFarlandPsychology.com. I love this guy. How are you doing today, Dr. Mike?
I'm doing great. How are you, Bernadette?
I'm doing really well, all things considered. I went through a family crisis over the weekend. I drove 2,000 miles in 72 hours.
But I'm
here in my seat because, you know what? What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, right? And so I'm here to...
Well, that's certainly true. I'm sure sorry to hear that.
Well, you know what? It's a lot of families going through it right now, and I'm just lucky that I'm finding the strength to get through all of it. And so many people are suffering so much more than I am, for sure. And so let's talk about this. Let's talk about making the most of sheltering in place. So we're all trying to get used to this new shelter in place lifestyle. From a psychological perspective, are there any warning signs that we should be watching for with ourselves and our family members in terms of mental health? Because I have to tell you, like, yesterday was a very rough day for me.
Yes, there are several warning signs that we've got to look for. It's well known and heavily researched and understood that social isolation is a prominent contributor to the development of psychological distress. Depression and anxiety often have their roots in people feeling isolated and alone. And so we've got to be on the alert for this, given that we're in a totally new environment. We need to make the most of our isolation. So that means looking at when we are alone and sort of facing solitude, how can we make that better? And we'll talk about that in a second. But also, connecting with those that are important in our lives, those people not only that are in the household, but also remaining connected with people, friends and family and loved ones that are not in our home. So really, connection is key.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. And what about children? You know, many students have lost their routine of going to school, going to bed at a normal time. What's your advice?
Absolutely. So I'm going to get into the routine part of this, but I think what we're seeing in a lot of families is that kids show their anxiety from being cooped up and sort of being isolated and not being used to the new sets of routines or the total lack of routine. They show that by getting irritable.
Yeah.
And that looks like kids being maybe very disrespectful or resistant to doing things that their parents are saying, being sassy, maybe being sullen and isolating.
Mm-hmm.
And so that those things are a problem. They're also warning signs, but what the last thing we want to do is allow our child to spend too much time in isolation,
right,
while at the same time recognizing that kids, and especially adolescents, they want to have independence. They want to begin that separation from their parents, and all this togetherness is going to be a natural trigger for them to want to spend some more time alone, maybe in their bedroom or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of different things that we can do when we encourage our children and adolescents to do these things when we find that we have just a little bit too much togetherness and
mm-hmm.
we need to sort of take a break from each other.
Yeah.
So we need to talk to someone else that we haven't been talking to in the home. Maybe do a chore. Just do something, clean the kitchen, you know, rinse the dishes, pick up a book, listen to music, pull out a playlist that, you know, something that you really enjoy. You can go out in your yard and pull weeds, work in the garden.
Ooh, I like that one. That would save me money, too.
It would save you money, and it is so cathartic. It's very refreshing. You're in nature. You're seeing the improvements in your garden as you work. And it's just very, very gratifying.
Mm-hmm.
Exercise. You get to enjoy the outdoors, and it can be a very peaceful experience and really kind of allows you to let go of a lot of that irritation and frustration with so much closeness with other members of their of your family.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, things can get really boring and monotonous from day to day. We're not that, you know, we're only a couple weeks into this. And, you know, I love it, though, that so many people are getting clever. They're spending more time with their animals, which is always very cathartic, kind of like going out in nature, right?
Yes, exactly. And I think, you know, as I said, connection here is key. And let's not limit that to friends and family. Our pets are such wonderful sources for connection. And we can have really deep relationships with our pets, and we can deepen those relationships, strengthen that connection by spending extra time with them. So take a walk with your dog or cuddle with your kitty. You know, spend that extra time. Allow, you know, your pets to jump up in the chair with you and just spend that extra time petting them and showing them affection. And they're going to give it right back to you. So you're winning in this as well. And so don't, you know, whatever you do, don't neglect your pets in this, because you get so much emotional strength and reward from giving to your pet.
I couldn't agree more. You know, and there's, did you hear about Anheuser-Busch stepping up and giving 3 months of beer to people that adopt or foster a dog during the coronavirus pandemic?
I saw that.
Isn't that wonderful?
Quite an incentive. Oh my gosh, it's wonderful. Yeah. I think it's fantastic.
It's brilliant. It's a brilliant move, both from a PR standpoint and also, you know, just in just goodwill, right?
Right. Absolutely. Totally agree. I think that's a wonderful move. And they certainly moved up in my impression of them just by putting that gesture forward.
Absolutely. Well, I have to say, though, I don't think you should be drinking too much during a crisis because it causes depression, right?
It does. And not too much. I mean, everything in moderation, but it's also important. And, you know, to your earlier point, it's really important to know when to do something like that. So, part of the issue with this big transition in sheltering in place is that we lack consistency and structure in our lives now. And so it's very, very important, since people thrive on consistency and structure, is that we establish a regular schedule. Sort of, and you might want to think about it, if you normally work Monday through Friday, having what you do Monday through Friday and then what you do Saturday and Sunday, and just sort of that, you so that you can hold on to that structure of the week in your head. And so the way you go about doing that is, first of all, establishing some family rules. They may or may not have changed, but I've worked, you know, I'm working with a lot of adolescents and their families, and parents have maybe relaxed some of the rules to some degree, and that actually is not beneficial. It's a natural thing to do, because when everyone's at home, it sort of feels like the weekend or a little bit like a vacation, but that's really not what we want to indulge in. So,
yeah. There's so much
rules a bit.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
You go.
No, you go.
Okay. So we want to have rules around, when do we get up in the morning and try to get the whole family up in the morning? When do we go to bed at night? And so just so that we're clear, and in most cases, families had those rules, and we might just need to reiterate them with the adolescents.
Absolutely. Well, you know, they're talking about turning off your television, or maybe I'm the only one talking about it, because television, I can't even stand to have a television on in my home. And for many, many years, I haven't had it on. And so even the sound of the television, how quickly things move, and some of the ads are just so bad, I can't even have it on. Having said that, so many people are going to their cell phones as well, especially the younger generations. So how important is the case for a digital detox?
Oh, I think that what a wonderful point, Bernadette. And here is something that we've got to do. And it becomes more apparent, I think, for parents to see their kids in action, just how much their adolescents are using their phones throughout the day. And so I've seen some major blow-ups in families in the past couple weeks because parents are realizing just how much kids are dependent on their phones. And, you know, even if they're doing their online classes, every second that they have a break, they're on their phone again, or some of them are trying to be looking at the camera and doing the Zoom telecommunications thing while at the same time messing with their phones. And so parents are realizing, you know, the problems. They're becoming more apparent. And when they try to reinforce some restrictions, we're seeing some meltdowns. And so this is a real challenge, but I agree with your point. We need to look at, and maybe detox is not what we have to do in terms of like a full abstinence, but certainly moderation and parents coming up with some rules. So, for example, restricting screens with your children and adolescents until after school work and studying is done. Mm-hmm. And that could mean, you know, if they're doing online classes now, you have them turn in their phones while they're doing it.
Right.
And go ahead.
I would just say I would add exercise to that list, too. Don't let them get on their phones until they get a little exercise, because darn well, as a doctor and a licensed psychologist, that exercise is absolutely fundamental in keeping your anxiety and depression under control.
Without a doubt. And that is a great point, actually. And I hadn't thought about tying that to access to the phones, but I think that's terrific. I was going to say that everyone in the household should exercise daily.
Absolutely.
And that could be as simple as a walk. But, you know, there are streaming videos you can watch. YouTube has things. Google an online a home workout. You know, the stars will publish their workouts. And so if you want to look like someone famous, then maybe try their home workout. And it will be a great, you know, form of exercise for you, as well as incredible psychological benefits. We know it releases endorphins. It raises your metabolism. It increases your outlook on life. And all these things aren't they're temporary. They don't last forever, but you know, you can get several hours of an emotional boost out of that.
Yeah. And I love the way you present things. Pardon my interruption, but I really do. I just have to commend you. Your delivery is always so excellent. It really is.
Well, I really, really appreciate that. Thank you, Bernadette. Well, you know, something else I want to get out there, and I know we're probably about to wrap up. I'm not sure what our time frame is, but tackle those long delayed do-it-yourself projects. For home, you know, clean your carpets or hang pictures that have been sitting around, organize your closets and drawers, paint a room. And there's a YouTube video for just about anything you want to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's some apps out there, too, for decreasing anxiety. I'm going to get it out on the air on tomorrow's show with a lot of other ways to deal with anxiety. I'm an expert in anxiety. I've been fighting it my whole life. So I'm an expert in that.
Well, share your wisdom, because it's invaluable.
Thank you so much. Always a pleasure. I hope you'll jump back on the air with us soon. Maybe again this week at the opening. It's just me in studio here by myself. So.
Oh gosh. Yeah. Well, we'll coordinate that off.
All right. You take care. And thank you so much for your content today, Dr. Mike McFarland. You can find him at McFarlandPsychology.com. We're going to continue on with the show. We've got Mobro Set coming up, Creating Lasting Change. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Show a feature, I was cool. And when I finally got sober, felt 10 years older, but it was something to do. I'm living out in LA. I drive a sports car just to prove I'm a real big baller, cause I made $1 million and I spend it on girls' shoes. But you don't wanna be high like me, never really know why like me. Just take those old records.
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette. You're listening, as I said, to One Life Radio. We've got Mobro Set on the line. He has been in the health and fitness industry for over 24 years, and he is currently the director of mindset and nutrition at the Adaptive Training Foundation. The Adaptive Training Foundation is a Dallas-based nonprofit that leads disabled military veterans and civilians through a 9-week mental and physical training program called Redefine. Through his unique program, Mo helps these adaptive athletes overcome physical, emotional, and mental pain, fear, and self-doubt. We all have a little of that. He is a corporate speaker on fear and human potential, where he teaches companies and individuals how to achieve professional and personal goals, overcome limiting beliefs, and use fear as your greatest tool for success. You can find him on Instagram at Brosette Performance Coaching, and that's Brosette, and there's an underscore, Brosette. Let me start over. Instagram at Brosette underscore performance underscore coaching. Is that right?
That's right.
Sorry about that. And your website is a big smear, so I don't remember it. What's your website?
It's BrosettePerformance.com.
There you go. BrosettePerformance.com. How are you doing, Mo, through all of this?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm doing great, yeah.
Well, you know, we're talking about creating lasting change today. So what do you want listeners to know about creating lasting change for the planet?
from a global standpoint, everyone's been online watching the news lately, and you know, if you haven't, just to refresh your memory, you know, like looking at China, and for example, the skies are clear for the first time in years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they showed you guys saw that video where on a typical day, it looks like a cloudy day. And that's not clouds, that's smog, that's pollution.
Right.
Now you can see the blues of the skies. Then you see the rivers in Italy that are clear. You see aquatic life, dolphins coming back around the shore. You see the ozone is the least it has been in decades. So we have an opportunity to not only consume less, but be less.
Mm-hmm.
Be less of a burden on the planet. Because whether you believe it or not, you can't argue with science. You can't argue with what is happening to the polar ice caps, to the melting of the glaciers. You can't argue with these things. These are facts. And what we're doing right now, what we're being forced to do, rather, is saving our planet. It's like us being quarantined is giving our planet a chance to breathe and to heal. So imagine what it would be like if we did this, and I'm going to stretch this, if we did this once a quarter, if everybody just stayed home for a week, for 1 week, every quarter of the year, that's 4 weeks out of the year, what we could do to impact change globally as far as the health of the planet that we live on, number one. And then, you know, thinking about it from a perspective of needs versus wants and consumption, you don't need that. Like I said last week, we don't need that much damn toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to be consuming the types and the amounts of calories that we typically consume. Right now, what we need to be doing is focused on our health, focused on our mind, focused on meditation. I love the fact that there are so many people doing meditations right now.
Mm-hmm. I spoke about it with Jamie Lee Frazier at the beginning of the show. And, you know, and I think that there are, you know, that there's so many ways that we are materialistic, that we can change into and change for. We can create positive change is what I'm trying to say. I think that all of us, including myself, have become way too materialistic.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we all do. And we don't think about it, but we just get caught in this pattern of overconsumption, overdoing, overgoing. We don't know how to sit and be still. We always have to be consumed with doing something, going somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, let's go play and let's go hang out and let's go out and have mimosas and, you know, meet for brunch and all this other stuff. But we can do things a little bit less than we think we, quote, have to or need to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even from the point I was talking to a friend last week that works in the corporate world, everyone is working from home. Everyone is working via Zoom right now.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine what it would be like. And I was on a podcast last week with a gentleman who said he had to go give a talk for his company. And what normally takes him 2 hours to get to this place took him 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Now imagine what it would be like if we only went to the, like, say, for example, let you take a month out of the year and you go to the office on Tuesday and Thursday this week. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you work from home. The following week, you reverse that. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you go to the office. Tuesday, Thursday, you work from home. Think about what that could do as far as cutting back on emissions,
absolutely.
Back on gas, cutting back on costs, mm-hmm. giving you life back in time.
Yeah, are these some of the ways that you're talking about that we can consume less and create more positivity?
Absolutely, yeah, for sure. Yeah, and with that, with the consuming less and creating more positivity, you know, that's where giving back comes in. I mean, look at all the cool things that we're doing. You know, when you look on social media and you see the great things the way that we're helping each other,
mm-hmm.
better ourselves, better the person next to us, the way we're able to go within, and now, you know, everyone is now starting to get into a bit more breath work, more meditation, more in-home workouts, cooking more. So we're focused on our mind. We're focused on our body, which should be number one.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know,
it enables us to do more.
Yeah, you know, and it's weird to talk to you on the phone. Typically, you're in studio, and it's a little difficult to navigate that, but we're doing it. And everyone, if you're just now joining us, you're listening to Mo Brossette on One Life Radio here on 1190 iHeartMedia. And so, you know, what are some of the things that can get in the way of us creating lasting change?
Really, it's ourselves and thinking that it's that the thought that we need to be doing something. Mm-hmm. We, you know, everything is great until you sit still.
Right.
The moment you sit still, we just don't know how to do that anymore.
Yeah.
But no. You know, like Bernadette, when you grew up, even when I grew up, you know, we would just go out and you would just be still. You might go read a book. You might go outside.
Absolutely.
And be by yourself.
We left in the morning and we didn't come back till the sun went down at night. I climbed trees. I ran through neighbors' backyards and knew every dog in the neighborhood. I mean, all these beautiful things that come from that kind of personal freedom that a lot of kids don't have today, and it causes a lot of anxiety because that's an important part of childhood that's really missing in today's world. You know, earlier I was talking with Jamie Lee as I told you at the opening of the show, and I referenced the book When Things Fall Apart. A Heart Advice for Difficult Times by Pema Chodron. And I just want to go to this because this is one of the questions that I asked her, that what can we learn from situations? What kind of teachings? And Pema says, most of us do not take these situations as teachings. We automatically hate them. We run like crazy. We use all kinds of ways to escape. All addictions stem from this moment when we meet our edge and we just can't stand it. We feel we have to soften it, to pat it with something, and we become addicted to whatever it is that seems to ease the pain. In fact, the rampant materialism that we see in the world stems from this moment. There are so many ways that have been dreamt up to entertain us away from the moment, to soften its hard edge, so we don't have to feel the full impact of the pain that arises when we cannot manipulate the situation to make us come out looking fine. And it goes on to say that meditation is an invitation to notice when we reach our limit and not to get carried away by hope and fear. I said that earlier. But through meditation, we're able to see clearly what is going on with our thoughts and emotions, and that we can also let them go. And I think that's one of the most important lessons as we go through this national or world crisis, this pandemic.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. And that's the key is being sitting still, breathing, and understanding that the one thing that you can control through anything is your breath and your thoughts and your mind. And that's where it should start. It has to start with you. Mm-hmm. You have to be comfortable and get comfortable with breathing, with going within. And look, I know this is a challenge for a lot of people that have never done it before, mm-hmm. maybe just getting into it. And I can offer you this. I'm doing meditations almost on a daily basis, leading them. If you go to, there's a place here in Dallas that I teach meditations. It's called Breathe, Mind, and Body. And on Instagram, if you go to Breathe, Mind, and Body, we are doing online live streaming meditations every day. I teach them 4 days a week in 15-minute segments. So you can jump on any time during the day and find a meditation. And all you have to do to start out is literally just sit and listen and breathe. It's that simple. Don't go into it with an intention. Don't go into it with a purpose. Think about learning meditation just like you learned math, just like you learned a new skill.
Right.
You sit, you look at it, you pay attention to it, and as you do it more, it becomes comfortable.
Well,
as you do it.
Go ahead. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, as you do it more, that's when you really start to feel mm-hmm. and receive the benefits of it. But if you just sat there and listened to me talk for 15 minutes and all these thoughts popped through your head, but during that 15 minutes you were breathing diaphragmatically, your brain chemistry changes.
Absolutely.
In that 15 minutes.
Well, we're going to go to break. And one of the things that I think is important for everyone out there to remember is that you are not alone. You're not. You have to reach out to people, but you're not alone. We're going to go to break. More coming up with Mo Brossette. We're talking about creating lasting change through this worldwide crisis. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Ronaldo Davis, and I've got Mo Brossette on the line. I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or subscribe to our newsletter. And you can listen to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. Or you can go straight to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors, incredible companies like Sun Warrior. You can get it at Vitamin Shoppe or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King, or go to sunwarrior.com to learn more about all of their products and use the code OLR for 20% off your order. I love their liquid magnesium. It calms me down immediately. The best way to get magnesium is through the derma. So you put a little bit in your hands and you rub it on your legs or your belly or wherever you've got some open space on your body, and it really does help you sleep and calm you down. And of course, Enviromedica, an incredible company. They have the Deep Immune right now. It's a critical to keep your gut healthy. Go to enviromedica.com and get some Terra Flora. It's an incredible probiotic, and you need it right now. And of course, Wild Foods, another great company. They have amazing products as well. Their wild mission is to empower 50 million people with the knowledge that they can say no to big food, big pharma, bad science, and dangerous health and nutrition dogma. And of course, Ned CBD, I've got it right here. They actually have several products that specifically are for women to help ease them through their menstrual cycle. I took some last night. I'm going to take some again here after the show. But it's an incredible product. It's clean. I guarantee you it's one of the best available. You can find all of their products at HelloNed.com. And CBD oil right now, I feel, is almost a necessity in order to get through this crazy time. And speaking of crazy time, crazy water. Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Waters. All natural mineral water has been helping make people feel good inside and out since 1881. You have a choice when you're out there buying bottled water. I suggest you buy Crazy Water to get all the essential minerals you need for your body and mind. Check them out at crazywater.com. And of course, Veg World Magazine, the Well-Being Journal, the Paleo Magazine, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Everyone, let's go to Mo. Okay, so Mo, how you doing? You hanging in there?
I'm hanging in there. Love it.
I love having you on the air. I miss having you in studio though, if I'm being honest, because it's always great to absorb your positive energy. And so today we're talking with Mo Brossette. He has been in the health and fitness industry for over 24 years, and he is currently the director of mindset and nutrition at the Adaptive Training Foundation. We're talking about creating lasting change. So what is the mindset and language needed for this shift to happen?
Great question. So the first one is when you're thinking about yourself and you're thinking about needs versus wants, you have to tell yourself, I have what I need right now. And then you have to tell yourself, I choose to eat. I choose to move with intention and in purpose. And you create these thoughts and you create this language that you have exactly what you need. Mm-hmm. And then you also have to have the mindset and the language of, I am safe, I am good, I control my mind, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have this, we think we have a misunderstanding that when things are out of our control, then all of a sudden we are out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And the only time that we're truly out of control is when we allow ourselves to be.
Yeah.
So regardless of what the situation is, I call this being the eye of the storm. When all chaos is going on around you, and you can be calm, cool, and collected inside, that's where it starts.
Yeah.
Your language to yourself must be affirming. Not thinking in the ways of what you can't do right now, what you're not able to do. We'll never be able to do this again. Things like that. Those types of negative, negating words have to be eliminated from your vocabulary.
Yeah.
And you have to create words of I have, I can, I am, I get to.
Well,
and like you said, Bernadette.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, when you read that quote from that book, or the segment from that book, yes, this is an opportunity that we get to go through as a society. We get to go through this right now. This is a phenomenal opportunity for us to learn as human beings how to be better, for ourselves.
Absolutely.
How to be better for our families. How to be better for the world around us.
This is
the best opportunity that you and I are going to see in our lifetime.
Absolutely. And here's the thing. I was thinking about this morning when I was using the hose to rinse down the pee from the dogs, actually. You know, with all my male dogs, they try to out-pee one another on this one column. It drives me mad. But so every day I find myself out there, you know, rinsing it down. But I was thinking to myself as I was meditating, actually, while I'm using the hose, that this too shall pass. And we need to remember that this too shall pass. And there's going to be a time that this is going to pass. And we're going to be looking back and say, and with regret, and saying, wow, I should have seized that opportunity while I had the day. Seize the day while he may. This too shall pass.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the concept of impermanence. We've all survived the very worst thing that's ever happened to us.
Yeah.
And, you know, right now we've got two choices. You can be part of the problem or you can be part of the solution, and you can be part of the change.
Yeah.
When you do it, it's contagious. Everything is contagious. I wrote this in a meditation the other day. I said, be the virus of change. Infect the people around you with positivity. Infect the world around you with love, with gratitude, with compassion. Be that infectious.
Yeah.
It takes one person.
I couldn't agree more. And, you know, maybe you can call in at the opening. In the upcoming days, I have this article that I found. It's from the Age of Anxiety, Remedies, 11 Natural Remedies for Anxiety, because I think there's so many ones out there that we didn't get to discuss, but little like chamomile tea and lavender and valerian,
absolutely.
All these
tons
things.
Of herbs.
And what?
Yeah, tons of them.
Yeah, tons of them. All right.
Ashwagandha.
All right. Thank you so much. Mo Brossette, an amazing guy. I encourage you to follow him at brossetteperformance.com. Thanks again, Mo, for jumping on the air with us today.
Thanks, Bernadette. Have
All
a good
right.
day.
You take care. All right, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the show. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life.